I'm not leaving. Okay, I still have, I just got all that stuff done. Yep, got all the Christmas stuff down from the attic. I still need to change the clothes to the winter clothes. Thank you. And what else do I need to do? I know, I still need to do devotions. It's on the list. It's on the list. And I have to do thank you cards, but all right, okay. Let me do some devotion time. I can fit it in, yeah. For the Bible, it's in here somewhere. Oh, here it is. It's a little dusty. Yeah. We're good. Okay. Let's see. What should we read? We should find something. Big enough book to find something. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Psalm 46. Sounds good. Smack in the middle. Okay. Come and see the works of the Lord, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Ooh, sorry, phone's ringing. Hello? Hey, Whitney, what's up? Yeah, I have Aaron still run to do today, too. So where are you heading? Yeah. I'll get that to you, I promise. I got to go to Walmart, too, and Kohl's, and Target. Yeah. So, okay, I have to hit all those too. And then why don't we just do lunch afterwards? Just tell the guys we're just going to lunch. The girls can have a girls' lunch, you know? Like, we can go do something bad. And then we'll, you know, follow up with Carvel. I'll be right. No, I'm not distracted. I'm fine. I'm not doing anything. No. Pick you up in 2 minutes. How's that? Sounds like a plan? Okay, yeah. I'll pick you up soon. Okay, talk to you later. Bye. I'm in the middle of something. Really? I'm just so sorry, but, you know, I have work, I have a family to attend to, and I have class. I just don't have time for everything right now. Thank you, Mark. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. And we thank you that your brothers and sisters are here. We just ask you to quiet our hearts, open our minds, that this time is for you. Let everything else, Lord, that is occupying us, just be silent. And that we can think about you. And Lord, I just thank you that I can be your vessel. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Time. It's a time to be still. Next slide. What do you think of when you hear the word time? Typical. Next slide. You think of clocks, lots of clocks. Hey, we actually got an extra hour of sleep last night. Wasn't that great? The clocks, you might have to go home and fix them, but you think of clocks. I tend to think of, next slide, Peter Pan. And it's because you have that clock with Captain Hook and the alligator, and I was an alligator in third grade, walking across the stage with this long hat on, dressed in green. Green's not my color. But that's what I think of when I think of a clock. Or, next slide, there's just not enough time. Some of us may feel that there's not enough time in the day for everything that we have to do. But honestly, what would you do if you had that extra time? Would you spend it on social media? Would you spend it on chores around the house? Or is it just another hour of work? So what do you think of when you hear the statement, next slide, spending quiet time with God? Yikes. Some of us may feel this, like, oh, yeah, I don't do it. I don't do it enough. I don't do it at all. Whereas the skit showed, other things just kind of take priority. So I stand on this platform, definitely not a perfect person. And I'm bringing to you this because this is where I struggle. And this is what I'm learning more. I'm taking a course called Empower Women through the CNMA Church and through NIAC College, which has been an incredible eye-opener for me. And we've talked about being quiet. So let's first talk about those, next slide, who've spent time with God. If Noah didn't spend time to listen to God, the ark would not have been built. Scripture states that he was the only believer left. If Moses didn't spend time listening to God, he would not have gone up to Mount Sinai and be given the Ten Commandments. If David and other psalmists didn't spend time with God, they wouldn't have written the Psalms praising God and putting their feelings into poetry. If the disciples didn't spend time with God, they wouldn't have known where to go to preach the gospel after Pentecost or what to say. God sent them all over, and they didn't know where to go, but they had to spend time with him in order to know where to go and what to say. If Jesus didn't spend time with his heavenly Father, he wouldn't have been able to fulfill the prophecy of the Messiah. Now we're going to look at a few scriptures that tell us how Jesus spent his quiet time. Matthew 14:23. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. Now when the evening came, he was alone there. This was during the time when they were doing their miracles, and it was right before he walked on the water with Peter in the book of Matthew. So he sent them in a boat and told them to go on the other side. And Jesus went alone up on the mountain to pray. Seeking solitude was an important priority for Jesus. He made room in his schedule to be alone with the Father. Spending time with God in prayer nurtures a vital relationship and equips us to meet life's challenges and struggles. We tend to want to spend time with Jesus when things are going bad, so we hopefully figure things out. So isn't that when we tend to like start praying, is when things are not going the way we were thinking? But why not spend quiet time with him to just listen? Not asking for anything, just simply waiting and listening. Spending that consistent time with him will give you the ability to know the direction he wants you to go in. You won't know the direction until you listen. Next slide. Luke 5:16. So he himself often withdrew into the wilderness and prayed. People heard Jesus was in town, and they were flocking him because they wanted to be healed. They were all over him. I'm sure he was tired and probably just wanted to take a power nap, but he didn't. He just withdrew from the crowd, and he prayed. Like Jesus, we should take time to withdraw to a quiet place to pray. Strength comes from God, and we can only be strengthened by spending time with him. So why should I spend quiet time with God? Next slide. Well, just like a relationship, if we don't spend time with the individual, the relationship doesn't grow. And we have all heard this before. You know, you put a seed in the ground, a nice tomato plant, and it doesn't grow overnight. You don't have this big, you know, those big fat tomatoes the very next day. It takes time. It takes water. It takes the sun. And you need to spend time with that plant in order for it to grow. Same thing with our relationship with Jesus. You will learn to hear his voice and allow the Holy Spirit to come. His voice. And it's not always audible. Some people just want to hear that audible voice. I know, we do. We want to just tell me what you want me to do. But you need just to listen, and he will tell you what to do. But you need to spend that time with him, that consistent time with him, to understand what that voice is going to sound like. It's a time to be honest and raw. I love this word, raw. I know. My husband likes raw meat. Put that sucker on the table. It's like, you know, still mooing. But it's raw. It still wiggles. There's nothing to it. It's unseasoned. It's not cooked. It's raw. It's the core of you. And that's what Jesus wants. He wants you, the core. He doesn't want for you to be in your Sunday best or the mask that you may put on when you come to church. He wants you. If we don't spend time alone with God, how will we know where he wants us to go? Are we making the right decisions for our family? I think about Owen this week, having to make that decision of uprooting his family, his teenagers coming to a new school. If he didn't spend that time alone with God, he wouldn't know if this was the right decision or not. So what decisions are we making in our lives that we're not seeking him? Decisions for our family, but even our church, our ministry, leaders who are in charge of a ministry, are we seeking him on a daily basis of where he wants us to go? I'm going to be short and sweet, and I know you'll like that, but so I have an action item for you today. This is hard. I'm not saying it's easy. I'm learning to do it myself. 15 minutes a day in silence. I know. I'm a person who has to go all the time. I don't like to sit. But this has really taught me quite a bit. Put the cell phone and the remote control down. But spending time alone with God doesn't need to be in your house. Doesn't need to be in your favorite recliner. It could be in your car. It could be at the park. It could be in a library. Someplace quiet for you, where you're not going to be distracted. And since I'm a person who's always thinking, I have my pen and paper sitting next to me. So when something comes to my mind and it's not being quiet with God, I write it down. And it's out of my way. So even though you kind of open your eyes and you write it down, doesn't mean your 15 minutes start again. It's okay. Put that, if you want to, like, put an alarm on. I did this 15 minutes because it seems like an eternity. But as you're developing the skill over time and you're disciplining yourself, 15 minutes goes like this. And then you start realizing you can spend more time with him and listening. And then I thought of this. Complete it as a family or as a couple. We're all busy. We have kids. We have spouses. And to do it together, you don't have to sit next to each other. Maybe go to separate rooms and say, you know what? Let's just pause the TV. Let's go to our separate rooms and just do 15 minutes. Come on. Commercials are 15 minutes long. You can even just do it a commercial break, and it's 15 minutes long. So do it together as a family. It's 15 minutes. Like, it's really not that long. But we make it feel like it's an eternity because I have so much stuff to do. I have this. I have to get ready for work. I got to get my gym clothes ready. I got to. 15 minutes. The goal is to teach yourself to be available to him. To wait and to listen. You're just saying, I'm here. And I'm waiting for you to tell me what you need me to do. And I'm not saying you're going to have an epiphany every time you meet with him. But it's just giving you that discipline of waiting and just being available. So one of the books I'm supposed to be reading for class, I have two books I need to read in 2 weeks. So I decided to pick this one up last night before I went to bed. And I always usually go right to the first chapter. I don't read the foreword or any of the acknowledgments because I want to look like I've gotten further along. And I'm like, oh, yay, I'm on page 20 already. So, but for some reason, this book I didn't. So I started reading the foreword, and this gentleman, Gary Hagen, had given his team this book called Strengthening the Soul of Your Leadership, Seeking God in the Crucible of Ministry. And I don't know who Gary is, but I just found out he is the founder of IJM, International Justice Mission. I had no idea who they were until this morning when I looked them up online. So as I'm reading this book, I just need to read, this is how awesome God is. When you spend time with him, what he reveals to you. So I'm reading this last night, tired, 9 o'clock at night. I'm like, okay, let me just read a couple pages. With the blessing of our board of directors, beginning on that day, when the staff received their gift of the journal and book, the journal he was giving them was a blank journal, and it was called 8:30 a.m. Stillness. He had engraved on the journals. 8:30 a.m. was declared to be the formal beginning of every IJM workday and also a time of complete stillness for all. A time we simply call 8:30 stillness. Now imagine with me for a moment a staff of high-performing lawyers, criminal investigators, social workers, and professionals in Washington, D.C., and offices across the developing world rushing into the office to begin their day, faced with the task of fighting slavery, human trafficking, police abuse, and other forms of violent oppression. As these staff arrive at their desks, their first order of business is to stop. All phones are off, laptops closed, no emails, no meetings. Just silence, solitude, stillness for 30 minutes. On any given day, stillness can be hard, even awkward, frustrating. We come to each day like a jar of river water that has been shaken. The water is murky, impossible to see through. But as the jar sits still, unmoved, the silt and the sediment begin to settle. Clearer waters emerge. So too, in the stillness that enables solitude and silence, the mud and mire of our souls begin to settle and clarity emerges. In solitude and silence, we become aware of the inner needs and desires that we bring to the day. Then we can talk to God, our good and loving Father, about what is we actually need for the day, asking for his wisdom, his guidance, his grace to prevail. I am utterly convinced that God works miracles of transformation in the world through miraculously transformed people. God is eager for us to be with him, to know his love and his goodness, even as he calls us to lead with great courage in the world around us. That was the first, within the first 10 pages. If I had jumped to the first chapter, I would have missed it. And that was just last night. And I was completely prepared for today. This is what's amazing. God reveals in mysterious ways and sometimes just not mysterious. My last slide. Be still. And know that I am God. We need to remove ourselves from the chaos to hear him. And I encourage you to try this little exercise. I encourage you, if you fail one day, that you continue the next, and you continue the next, and you continue the next. Because it does come. But you just need to keep trying. Thank you. Thank you.
Sovereign God, we come before you again in thanksgiving. With hearts that are humbled towards you, Father, and the sacrifice that your Son gave so voluntarily for us to live in. As we go on in memory of you, as you direct us to you, Father, we just thank you, we praise you, and we give you all the glory for giving us salvation, Father, that we can live in eternity with you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Just do ask that you hold
and
we'll all partake at the same time. Have anything you want to share? A blessing?
Just a reminder, anyone interested in this new ministries, we're having the session downstairs right after church.
Yes, Jane.
I was reminded today when David had talked about his sister and his sister's daughter and all the trouble that they're going through. And David himself has had a lot of difficulty through the years with his wife, who has a long-term illness. Through the last year, since I started doing the fellowship, I had it on my heart that what I want people to do in fellowship is to serve one another, to really communicate, come up alongside of each other. And I have to confess, I haven't done the best at doing this. I've been sending out emails for something called Take Them a Meal. But if you're like me, a lot of times your emails just get past you and you don't even see it. So we have the same people that signed you up for it. And I've really been such a blessing. I really want to thank them. But I know we have other people in the church that might want to do it if they had never seen your emails. And I know we got a fantastic book. And it doesn't even have to be something you cook. It can be something you pick up or a part of a meal. Just anything that reaches out, helps those that are in need, and also shows them the love of Christ. So I'm going to send out another email for David and his family. But I'm also going to put out a clipboard on the clipboard out in the foyer. So if you just want to be on the list and have me give you a call, I'd be happy to call you and say, hey, can you help out this time? So I appreciate any effort that any of you would like to make. Thank you.
That's a great opportunity for me to say thank you for those that helped us from heaven to the hospital. You know, how difficult that is with four kids running around. And I thank Mom and John called out the big day and other people. But not having to run home to cook for kids is unbelievable relief.
Okay. And I also ask that if you know of anybody, please let me know. Because a lot of times with Tim, for one, he doesn't want to burden us. But, you know, let us know if you know someone with a need or if you need yourself.
Yeah, I've been working on the bushes on the bottom and the weeds in the front of the church especially. The guys that can't reach the top parts and the big heavy parts, and that's on you guys. Somebody, I need help.
Gentlemen can help out with that, or ladies. Anybody that's not afraid of the step ladder. That's actually a good note, anyway. Secondly, thank you. I was trying to figure out how to bring it up, but being volunteer for work, it's, with Owen coming in, it's something to start thinking about is making yourself available whenever they're going to be moving in. You might need some people to go down to help. We drive down to Manhawkin to help them load stuff up. You might need to be here to unload. I know the deaconesses, I believe, were planning a cleaning night at the parsonage in the near not too distant future already. If you want to help out on that.
Painting
on the, I believe it's the 10th, is when that is going to be, right?
Yeah, on the 10th. And there's a sign up sheet out there, but if you don't sign up, that's just to give Paul an idea of who's going to help them. But you can come at the next minute, even if you're not signed up.
If you don't sign up, bring your own brush. Little cracker represents the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross. If you look at it, you can see the brown marks that represent the stripes from the whip and the hold of the piercing of the spear. But this is a symbolic gesture that we are saying, Christ, you died for me, for my sin. I want to partake in that death and live for you, that your life can live through me. Partake.
Father, we just we're so thankful for the shed blood. Without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. So we thank you for the pain and the suffering that you went through for this, and for the obedience that you displayed.
Guys are in your family, and I'm a Christmas junkie. I believe in the holiday starts in mid-October and runs through mid-January. But Thanksgiving and Christmas are the big two. I talked with my parents last night. We're trying to figure out, actually now that they're somewhere else, and what we're doing. So never too early to start planning. So I know we have some hidden talents in this church. As we had a few about a month ago, the girls did that interpretive dance. You don't have to just sing a song to worship God. If you're a writer, you read poetry or whatever, that's great. You're an orator. Painter, and you want to demonstrate some of your artwork. That Christmas service that we have is a great opportunity to just demonstrate the gifts that God has given you, just to share them with your brothers and sisters in Christ. Please see Denise and Kim and Jed. It's a great opportunity to fellowship and share. federal search team heading up that group. The whole search team did a lot. I mean, we were because Jim did everything, we just nodded our head. There was a lot of work done by a lot of people. Jim put in unbelievable amount of work.
Absolutely.
He carried that burden.
That was amazing.
Good chance to thank him. At the same time, I want to thank Paul and Mike again for the work, and Chris. Don't forget Chris. Chris has put a lot of time there as well. At the Park Center, really doing unbelievable amount of work. Did you guys have to change your address on your license? You guys spent so much time in that Park Center. Thought they lived there for a while. Great juice represents the blood of Jesus Christ, though. The life-changing power of his blood. As I said with the monster cracker, represents us dying and saying, Christ, I want you to live through me. This represents his power living through us and the life-changing ability that he has. Pass your cups to the center. The gentleman will collect your cups. Kim's still here?
Yeah.
Kim, get your cup. So, give Kim and Dan a chance to greet you. Dan's a little shy. Commercial. Next Sunday, we have our congregational meeting at 5:30. We have our budget vote. We have a nomination officer position vote. A couple other issues on the agenda. Should be a super long meeting. All members, you need to be there. Attenders that come here regularly, you're welcome. Your opinion matters. Unfortunately, your vote doesn't count. That's good.